Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Let's look ahead to Monday evening now and a concert at the Brighton Dome. The Big Song is a glorious celebration of singing that sweeps from science to spirituality, prehistory to protest, and reminds us of the central role of song in both our identity and in civilization itself. Melita Dennett found out more.
Soaring skywards, leaping sideways, do or die words cleave the air. Joy and laughter, mornings.
My name's Kirsty Martin. I'm the musical director for Hullabaloo Choir and for the Big Song project.
So the Big Song, it looks like an extravaganza.
Definitely
in this year's Brighton,
it's a good adjective for it. Yeah, it's an eclectic extravaganza as well. So it's a real sort of smorgasbord of celebration of ancient singing, of modern singing, community singing throughout time that people have sung, and also the other things that sing, like planets and monkeys and mice and sound waves and all the things that we're surrounded by song.
But I guess music will have been there before language was there. So, you know, just a kind of a verbalised piece of music without necessarily any words in it.
Exactly. And that's what our Act 3 is about. It's all about that pre-verbal communication and how did singing first evolve? Because we have the musicality of singing in our speech patterns. So we've got rhythm and cadence and pitch and dynamics when we speak, so, which is what I always say to people when they say they can't sing. I sort of say you kind of already are singing just by talking. So,
and it's mixed in with spoken word as well.
Yeah, so the narrative has been written by Heathcote Williams, who wrote Whale Nation, and it's a project that was devised by Roy Hutchins, and he's the narrator and the producer of his side of the show. So he and I are producing the show together. And it's it's interwoven with spoken word, and we've got this fantastic percussionist Rosie Begonzi, who is going to be supporting us percussively, and we've also got a fantastic signer Marco, who's working with us as well. So there'll be the four of us on the stage doing our different bits and pieces, and exactly 100 people on stage.
Wow.
So tidy.
Well, one of those 100 people is Robin. So, Robin, welcome to Radio Reverb. What got you involved in Hullabaloo Choir in the first place?
I just joined last year, at the beginning of the year, and I'd been to one of the workshops that Kirsty had done, and I just thought, wow, she does some really interesting arrangements, and I liked the style, and I thought, let's come and try a whole term. And we did a whole show on David Bowie that first term last year, which was great fun.
There must be something quite amazing about being with that number of people in the choir and feeling, you know, the resonance of yourself singing, but also yourself surrounded by all these bodies singing as well. Yeah. It must be a phenomenal experience.
Absolutely, yeah. And Hullabaloo is quite a large choir. And it's a community as well, so there is a definite feel of community. And we all sort of muck in with organisation and so on. That sense of being in a quite a big gang is great. Yeah.
So, Kirsty, you've been running Hullabaloo Choir for donkey's years now. I mean, how have you seen people kind of grow and develop in their personality and their confidence as a result of doing this? Because I imagine it must be a huge confidence booster for many people.
It is a real confidence booster. And so there's so many different stories and so many different friendships and communities and relationships that have blossomed as a result of being in the choir. So what I hear quite a bit is, I was told to stand at the back of choir when I was young and mime, or, you know, my kids tell me not to even sing in the shower. And they bring all that stuff, they bring all that kind of really heavy baggage around their own musicality and creativity. And hopefully with the right amount of just doing it every week and the right amount of support and technical support and emotional support and all that sort of stuff that we get just by singing together and having a laugh together, then, you know, that sort of knocked, that critical parrot is knocked off their shoulder.
And Robin, how about you? What have you gained personally from your involvement?
It's the singing for me, but primarily I just enjoy singing, and you just get more confident the more you do. And the performances are great. Last year we took a few songs off to Leicester for the street choir, where choirs from all over the country come together, and we did a couple of songs on the main stage in Leicester, which was great fun, and busked around town, and we busked around here in Brighton. So we do lots of performances, and that's all good fun.
And what does it mean to you to be part of the Brighton Festival?
That's really something special, yeah, to be part of the actual festival itself. And this has been quite challenging to learn, this part. As Kirsty said, there's lots of detail in it, and it's pushed us, but we know that we're going to be on the stage at the Dome. That's something I don't want to miss.
And Kirsty, what do you want an audience to take away from this?
I'd like the audience to go away with a sense of open celebration about our innate creativity that we're born with, the voices that we're born with, and I'd like them to go away with the anti-X factor, really, because singing is, you know, it's community, it's not rocket science, we were born to do it, it's our birthright, and, you know, that no vocoder is going to take that away from us. And so as part of, we're a natural voice choir and part of the Natural Voice Network, our reason for doing it the way we do is to reclaim our natural voices. So you'll hear all sorts of different qualities and timbres. And during the show, we're doing all sorts of amazing things. We're doing some bird song. We're being singing mice. We're being singing comets. We're doing all sorts of stuff, and it's interspersed with folk and pop and blues and rock and all sorts of bits. Lots and lots of snippets. And just that, you know, there's a wealth of beautiful music to be shared, and you don't need training for it.
We are breath of the ancestors.
Melita Dennett there. She wasn't one of the ones singing. She was simply finding out about the big song at Brighton Dome on Monday evening at 7:30.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.